Meta Baker joins us. Meta is from down country, although she has connections through to Kahungunu. And I was lucky enough to work with Meta on some work in the Super 8 rugby. That's sort of all these top rugby schools from the central North Island. And we were doing some commentary together. It was fun for Māori television. Meta's actually a former World Cup winning Kiwi Fern and also played sevens for our national squad. She's been doing commentary for Sky, Māori television, as well as being an ambassador for a child fund. Today we're talking about Women's World Cup rugby and league and anything else Meta Baker wants to touch on. It's Tuhina Tenakwe. Thanks for joining us on the program again. Meta, kia ora.
Kia ora, Dale. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk with you again, and let's link up a bit more regularly, certainly through the situation with these women's sporting events global that our country is involved in. We might start, if you don't mind, with the Women's Rugby World Cup and then have a couple of thoughts about what's happening for our Kiwi Ferns across in England. The Women's Rugby League World Cup is coinciding with the men's over there. But when we look at some of the results from even the weekend, maybe we should start with Fiji because, well, it's their first time in and they had a win over South Africa, even though I have heard that South Africa isn't supporting women's rugby as much as the connections would like. But if you could pick up the ball or take the stage, please, Meta, and just some thoughts about how this is all unfolding.
Yeah, that's right. So Fiji, this first World Cup, they've been for a while and they were just so entertaining in the weekend, and they really do bring a different flair to the women's game that you don't really see in a lot of teams. Very unique Fijian, organic, fast, strong players. And the game with South Africa, you know, yeah, there's been a bit in the media around their lack of support and resources and the inequality that the union has probably been given between the sevens and the 15s, and they're not being paid, and you know, they've been treated probably second class. So there's a huge gap in there, and I think for South Africa, I think there's going to be, once this World Cup is over, they'll go back and have a look at that program. And I know that the high performance, they do have a high performance manager. She's from Ireland and she's an ex international. But, you know, you can only do what you can do.
When we look at the teams that are most likely, obviously England looms large here. They had a whacking big win over Fiji at their first hit out. Didn't have it all their own way the last time around with just a 13-7 win over France. What did you read into that, and what might you speak of, Meta, as far as contrasting styles of the way England play and perhaps the running game that Wayne Smith's trying to promote with our wahine? Talk to us about some differences you note, please.
Yeah, look, England are very much a physical team. They go up front. They make sure that they kind of grind into the ground a little bit with their forward. And then they do have some really good backs, Scarlett in the middle, the centre, and some really good backs out wide. I think New Zealand have to play the style that they're playing. They have to. They're looking at going through the middle, through the ruck area, and then opening it up for their backs. I think we're not quite there in the physicality. It showed against Wales, which was really great. I think it's good that we had a Northern Hemisphere team to play against, because they beat us up a little bit, and that's what we need. We need strong games so that when we get to those semi-finals or finals, if we get there, that we've actually been against some real tough oppositions around the physicality part. The fact of the matter is that we've got some amazing backs. They're probably the best in the world. Ruby Tui can, you know, the transition from defence into attack, she does it with ease. And then you've got Portia Woodman, they're talking about her as the next Jonah Lomu. So the difference is that we are very much not a kicking team, England are. And I think that if Ruby Tui stays at the back and they start kicking to her, I think that's going to play into our favour because she's just going to run it. And then all those backs are going to just attack the speed and, you know, just try and move the ball as quickly as possible.
We've got some fine Māori talent on the show. And not just in the New Zealand team, I know, because there are plenty of Māori whakapapa in the Aussie team, by the looks of things, too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they call them the Mozzies, I suppose. There's a lot of Māori come that play for Australia. And it's great to see that there's Māori in different teams and things like that. Samoan and Tongans in different teams as well, especially the USA team. Haley Tofu coached her when I was over there a lot for the USA team. And then they've got a couple of Samoans in the Canadian team. But it's good to see Māori around, you know, just playing the game that they've always played and enjoyed.
Should we have any concerns with what is perceived sluggish starts by our national squad? We come good back end and posting some decent results, but vulnerable in that first 20, 25, 30 minutes. Can we afford to be like that when we come up against the heavy hitters?
No, we can't. We've got to start going out the gate straight away to start the game the way you want to end it. And I think that's what Wayne Smith is talking about, is that, they did start better against Wales, which is good. So I guess that's something that they're working on. We are a little bit susceptible to, I think, the rolling ball. And the European teams, they definitely use the rolling ball. Too many penalties, some real silly penalties as well. Some infringements that it's like a little bit offside. Well, no, you're offside. So I think Wayne Smith, he talked about that in the interviews. It was just like, you know, we can't win this thing if we can't stop giving away penalties that just shouldn't be penalties. And I think that so start working on defending the rolling ball and not giving away penalties. I think those three key things will turn it around for us.
Mere, and I saw some really exciting tries from our wahine, and it seemed to me that they'd been given licence. If they received possession from a turnover, it was all on, you know what I mean? And then they were streaming down the field. I guess some other teams might have taken a more conservative approach when possession came their way, but what can you see in the way that the newish coach is working with our wahine to give them that freedom to be expressive?
Yeah, we have to play like that. We have to play that every time that we get an opportunity with the ball, that we've got to actually use it in a way that we're going to get down the field. We're just not really a kicking team. We don't have the same sort of, like the French and the English, you would have watched it. They were playing kickback, I think it was called, when we were little, and it'll drive back. And at the end of the day, that's their bread and butter, is to drive them down the field, turn them around, grind them into a halt, where we're actually like, no, we're going to run you around the park. We're going to run you around silly so that you can't defend us. And we're going to offload as much as possible, whether we're on the deck, up in the air, and around the back. So if we don't play like this, we will not win the World Cup. And so Wayne Smith has been a bit of a masterstroke. He said, look, girls, ladies, we're not going to win this game if you guys can't offload it, if you can't be expressive. We want you to attack everything that you can and really create some chaos around that ruck area. Which means there's some indecisions around the defensive area, and so it puts real pressure and it keeps the defence under pressure the whole 80 minutes. And so if you looked at that game back in Wales and Australia in the last 30 minutes, because we scored about 40 points in the last 30, they basically, it was like Australia were running after us, and same with Wales. Every time we had the ball and we decided to attack it, there was so much support player coming through the ruck area, or you know, just off the shoulder, or there'll be someone just streaming off in the hitting space. So if we don't do that, we won't win the World Cup.
Great catching up with you about it. For those interested, this weekend's matches see New Zealand against Scotland. Aussie play Wales, France, Fiji, that's on Saturday. Japan and Italy, Canada, the USA, England, South Africa, they're all on Sunday. Across to the Women's Rugby League World Cup. It's the sixth edition of this. You've played both codes. So what are you looking forward to most about the head out here? And obviously Aussie, England will be strong, but the Kiwi Ferns take a pretty decent squad into the competition also. What are you hoping for here, Mehdi?
Yeah, I'm really looking for the McGregor sisters to really open it up. I guess for me, I think the Kiwi Ferns, again, I don't think they've had enough sort of hit outs, to be honest. And that's just my opinion. I think when we were playing at World Cup, we were a bit underdone and we had to grow as we went through the tournament. And I think the same thing's going to happen with the Kiwi Ferns. They'll get better as they go. Australia at the moment are just so far ahead of us, which is something that I cringe every time I watch them. because when I was playing, we used to beat them quite a bit. So that women's league over in Australia is just so good for us as well, for Kiwi Ferns, and also it's obviously grown the Australian team by huge strides.
Well, they're not actually. Am I reading this right? That it doesn't actually start till the 1st of November. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find that as well.
Yeah, first of the 19th. Well, we'll have a chance to have a yarn about all of that. Just a quick thought on the Silver Ferns and Nolene Todoi. How do you think she's tracking here at the moment?
Yeah, really good. Like, Nolene is a mastermind, probably one of the best coaches in the country, if you ask me. And I know that she's just so good. And to make her, well, they came. I'm not too sure what's going on there when Jamaica came here, but beating Australia is just phenomenal. Every time we beat Australia, it's pretty much one of those little ticks on the yes, we got them, you know. But yeah,
I'm looking forward to catching up with you, and thanks very much for offering to be some of our eyes and ears here. Meta's got a ton of experience as a player, but also as an administrator. She's helped to coach coaches internationally, and now back home in beautiful Dunedin, or Invercargill, or Riverton, or Gemstone Beach. You can take your picks. She's from the deep south. Thanks very much, Millie.
Thanks very much, Dale.
Where is home for you right now there, sister?
Dunedin at the moment. So in Otapoti.
Beautiful. Good talking with you again, Millie. I look forward to catching up with you in a couple of days.
Okay, thanks, Dale.
Thank you.